sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my bone, don't tread on my guts, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand, spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns, don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free, and I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the third and final hour on this Monday, August the 19th, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Captain Jeff up in Cedarville, always having our back on guard, monitoring the radio station for us, said, of course, Randy, when you were talking about voting straight Republican ticket, no write-ins, no games, mark the ballot, flip it over, do the rest of the ballot, turn it in. Well, guess what? We got an emergency alert system interruption during my rant. And one thing I mentioned in that rant was the upcoming Onaway Public School District's race. Now, you have to understand, folks, a couple of years ago, when we had this election in 22, there was a slate of candidates that ran and won most of their seats. One of the candidates who won was threatened to lose her job if she, in fact, took the oath of office. These rabid progressive communist socialists who have been in charge of the Onaway schools for decades were threatened. As a result, they basically protested every school board meeting. Every single one, the same group of people came and shouted down, yelled at, cussed at, threatened elected officials, the newly elected school board. Well, never having run before, never been elected before, they didn't know how to respond. They were a bunch of concerned parents. They put their names on the ballots, ran in good faith, won, got sworn in, and they were constantly attacked. Well, guess what? They have organized and they have filed to be on the ballot for November 5th, and they think that the people of Onaway are going to vote them into the school board. One of them being a very well-known businessman, multimillionaire in Onaway. I'm not even going to mention his name or the company. He and all these other comrades of his must be defeated. Here is a slate of six names, and if you want the slate card sent to your phone, just text me Onaway, and I'll send you the slate card. We've created an acronym of the last names of these people. Black Pepper, BLCKPR, Leadership for Better Schools, Concerned Parents Are for the Kids. On November 5th, 2024, vote for Bonnard, Lefebvre, Christian, Kowalski, Palmer, and Rieger. If you underline the first names of this group, this slate of six, it is Black Pepper. B-L-C-K, without, of course, the letter A, P-R, Pepper. You need this slate card in a text message sent to your phone so that you can forward it to everybody you know that lives in Onaway. This is going to be on signs. This is going to be on large 4x8s. Yard signs and slate cards will be everywhere. You need to get the word out. Black Pepper, school board for Onaway Public School District. Bonnard, Lefebvre, Christian, Kowalski, Palmer, and Rieger. Text me Onaway and I'll send it to you. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Rainey for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com, follow my journey with Missy, and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation. Or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number three. I sent the wrong one out to a couple of people. I'm going to fix it. Can't believe I did that. But it was the mock-up. It wasn't the right one. So I'm going to grab the right one and send it out to people now. make sure it's this one. Please share with everyone in Onaway. This has got to get out, folks. This has got to get out. These communist, socialist, progressive, woke agenda, other candidates cannot get elected, not one seat. All six of these people must get elected. There it is. That's the correct one. Okay, so that was Robert. I sent it to you. I'm going to send it to Roger as well. If you want me to forward this to you, just text me Onaway, and I'll forward it to you as well. Make sure I'm doing this correctly while I'm doing the show. Multitasking, I apologize. And why is it so important that all six get elected? The people of Onaway, salt of the earth, good people, need to fix this school once and for all. The group of these six individuals will come in and finish the job that they started in 22. The resistance that they got, the personal attacks that they got, the pure hell these people have been through, they need reinforcements. They need more people. Kowalski, Palmer, and Rieger are already on the board. They're having to run for re-election. Palmer's technically going to be recalled on the ballot. He didn't fight it. He said, if the people of Onaway want me off the board, they'll vote me off. If not, I'll work with these other five people, and we'll get it done once and for all. Lori Kowalski's been a real patriot, sticking in there, putting up with this garbage, this crap, this harassment from these people every single school board meeting. Some of these meetings have gone on for hours and hours and hours. It's ridiculous. Rieger is up for re-election, and joining the team is Sherry LaFave, Joe Bonnard, and Kathleen Christian. The Patriots are coming. You get this slate card, you share it with everybody you know in Onaway. This is who they need to vote for. No other candidates to vote for other than these six. They're running as a slate, they're running as a team, because they're going to do this once and for all. This will be the leadership required to fix the school once and for all and put an end to these people's agenda. We need to drive a stake right through their heart, politically speaking, and end it. And this is the election to do it. This campaign will go viral in Onaway School District. And I believe these six candidates, all six of them, will get elected united as a team of concerned parents. People that are fed up and absolutely sick and tired of wasting everybody's times at these school board meetings. This soapbox that you've been allowed to have is over. There'll be a new team in place, new leadership, new rules, new things are coming. And we're ending this circus that you guys have created over there at the Onaway School Board. And they're going to be so upset. Well, guess what? Too bad, so sad. Elections have consequences, and these black pepper slate of candidates will win on November 5th. You will not win. You will lose. You're wasting your time. You don't have a chance in heck of beating them. Tim Tarjeff fighting the good fight up on the Sheboygan School Board. Other people running for school board this year, going to make a difference. It all starts at the local level. But if you look at this meet and greet that's happening on Thursday in Presque Isle, this is an amazing group of individuals running as Republicans in Presque Isle County. And thank God there's going to be a new clerk. Darren Darga will get elected and beat the current clerk, a Democrat who's, I don't even understand this, has never been challenged. Why? Well, you got to understand, Randy, she's got a very well-known family name. I don't care about her dang name. She's got a D behind her name in a Republican conservative county like Presque Isle. President Trump on the ticket, straight Republican poll, it's going to happen. A new clerk is coming. A new board of commissioners is coming. A new chairman of the board of commissioners, Cliff Tellini. There's going to be a new sheriff in town, folks, and it starts on November 5th's election. So again, text me on the way, and I'll send you the slate card. You need to get this information in the hands of every person you know in on the way. You can forward the text message. It comes through really easy. Yeah, I apologize, Robert. I sent you the wrong one. Robert, I did. Yeah, for some reason, the phone grabbed the mock-up and not the original slate card. But Roger Marsh says, got it. Black pepper. Like it. Because here's one thing you have to understand, people. If you don't defeat these loudmouths, these disruptors, because that's basically all they are. They come to these school board meetings to disrupt the school board, to keep them, prevent them from doing their job, their mission. Now they decide that they are going to willy-nilly put their name on the ballot, and they think they're going to get elected. Well, I got news for you. It's not going to happen. I know these people on this slate card, good, concerned parents, citizens of the Anaway School District that want to fix it once and for all. It's going to happen. Believe me, it's going to happen. And we are going to help them do it. It's kind of interesting because it ties right in with this MERS news story in another part of our state. Ottawa County. They put together a bunch of conservative, constitutional, libertarian-type patriots to run under the slate of Ottawa Impact. Well, they won and got elected. And the left freaked out, just like the left progressives in Ottawa did when the school board was taken over back in 22. Well, one of the commissioners, Chris Kleijens, has sued based on what things were done to him there in Ottawa County. Federal judge denied Ottawa County Commissioner Chris Kleijens' request to reinstate him to his position at the Michigan State University Extension Center. He was one of the Ottawa Impact Patriots that got elected and appointed to this position. In an early morning statement, Kleijens said the ruling is disappointing. Disappointing because I'm confident that as the litigation process moves forward, a more complete picture will be revealed. That image will prove that my dismissal was simply an attempt by the Michigan State University Extension Board to avoid further pressure from certain members of the Ottawa County Board of Commissioners. He brought a First Amendment retaliation claim alleging his employment was terminated in retaliation for his political activity and his First Amendment freedom of speech rights. U.S. District Court Judge Hala Jarboe, in a 12-page opinion, held that Kleijens falls shy of showing that he has a likelihood of success of establishing a causal connection between political activity and his termination. The judge held that Kleijian's case relies on inferences, but defendants can counter those inferences with evidence, including emails and recordings as well. It is an undisputed fact that the Ottawa Impact majority sought political retribution against Kleijian's, the judge wrote. But Ottawa Impact was not successful. Defendants rebuffed Ottawa Impact's retaliatory effort. In other words, the defendants actually protected Kleijian's First Amendment rights in the face of pressure from Ottawa Impact. Kleijian's does not show what, if anything, changed for the defendant between January and May. Kleijian's, a Democrat who worked as a community nutrition instructor for the Extension Center, won the District 2 seat back in May when they held a special election. The seat was held by Ottawa Impact Commissioner Lisa Ebel. She was facing a recall due to controversial decisions that led to lawsuits. Well, as a result, he sued. And the judge has basically tossed the case because he could not connect the dots of their activities, their agenda, against him. Now that he's elected county commissioner, maybe the new board will ask for his reinstatement. We'll have to wait and see. So, this is very interesting, folks, because this is happening across the entire state. Patriots are standing up and getting elected to these boards, making changes. The Democrats, the left, the woke agenda folks are fighting them every step of the way. So again, if you know anybody that lives in Onaway School District, text me Onaway. I'll send you the Slate card. You can forward it to them. Ask them to share it with everybody. We're starting the campaign today. Very simple. Very, very, very simple. And one of the things you have to understand, this is being done in a presidential year. This is going to be the largest turnout in the history of elections in our country. More people will be voting this year than at any other election ever. Democrats getting 45 days for absentee ballots that can go into drop boxes. 9 days of early voting. Huge in-person turnout on November 5th. This is going to be huge. And I predict in Michigan, if you have an R behind your name or you're affiliated with a conservative, fiscal conservative patriot group, you're going to get elected. So again, text me Onaway. O-N-A-W-A-Y. Onaway, and I'll send it to you. Bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.
Michigan News Source, brought to you by WellConnect, your Michigan